What's going on? Today we're looking at the Chariot, card number 7 in the Major Arcana. And with the Lovers, the previous card, your morals got tested, your conviction got tested. With the Chariot, it's your patience and your determination that's getting tested. The Chariot is when you're right there. But now is the time when you're close. That's when people are going to take their best shots at you, because there's many out there that will look you in the face and tell you, I've got your back, I believe in you. And really, they're rooting for you to fail. Maybe not on a conscious level, but because they themselves have never reached the goal and the heights that you're about to, that you're reaching for and trying so hard to make. Now, with the Chariot, a lot of people see that as an interpretation of travel, and at times I do too, but to me that travel is the type of business trip or RV expenditure where you're putting all your eggs in one basket and you're piling everyone in and traveling around because you're determined to see the world before you die. The Chariot is willpower. Now, when I think of any type of energy involving the Chariot, I think of a song by Manowar. Manowar was one of the most ridiculous looking bands you will ever see. They wore loincloths. They were bodybuilders. They had clubs on their album covers. They looked like cavemen. And they played a type of heavy metal music closely associated with hair metal. And when people looked at them, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is a joke. However, they were serious about it. They were serious about the type of metal that they were doing and the type of lyrics they were writing. And they took themselves seriously while being laughed at and had one of the biggest heavy metal careers in all of Europe and quite a career here in the States. But there's a song they had called Kingdom Come. It was on the Kings of Metal album, and that's how serious they took themselves. They were the Kings of Metal in their mind. And the lyrics to Kingdom Come, which was track number 6, to me, epitomizes what you would feel in the Chariot. See the white light, the light within. Be your own disciple. Fan the sparks of will. For all of us waiting, our kingdom will come. Now, I'll admit, as a teenager, when I first heard this song, I was so pumped. It got me focused. Like, I have to achieve my goals. I don't even know to this day what fan the sparks of will means, but they said it with such conviction, such poise, that you believed in it. And later in the song, it says, now feel the white light, the light within. Yeah, it burns a fire that drives a man to win. For all of his waiting, your kingdom will come. The Chariot comes at a time in your life where you've already put your chips into the basket and you're taking the basket with you and you're so close. If you get blocked, distracted, at that point, when in life do you almost always doubt yourself? I personally, many of us, if you doubt yourself right near the finish line, if you're the type of person that gets right to the end and then starts to say, oh my God, is this going to work? Am I really going to be able to do this? Is this really happening? That is the Chariot. We're always going to get tested when victory is within reach. You know, the Chariot doesn't mean victory's here. It means you're capable of achieving victory. You're capable of reaching that goal. No one's going to do it for you. Now, there are two Queen songs. Queen is a band. Talk about being seen as ridiculous. They took opera, looked at their record label and said, we're going to incorporate this in rock and roll, and said, you're out of your effing mind. They took songs like Bohemian Rhapsody that was 6 minutes long. That wasn't heard of at the time. They were laughed out of the studio, but they believed in it. Now, when you look at the song Don't Stop Me Now, you know, it's a jazzy type of song. Tonight I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive in the world. I'll turn it inside out. Yeah. And floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now because I'm having a good time tonight. Now, I don't look at that card and feel the Chariot. I don't. I do feel that that's a determination. I do feel that that is a declaration that you're going to win, that I'm going to win. But it's such a celebratory type of, you know, Queen was very elaborate and they were very decadent. And I don't hear Don't Stop Me Now and hear The Chariot. I hear a song called I Want It All. He says, Freddie Mercury says in the chorus, I'm a man with a one-track mind, so much to do in one lifetime. Not a man for compromise and where's and why's and living lies. So I'm living it all and I'm giving it all, yeah. And then he says in the final verse, it ain't much I'm asking if you want the truth. Here's to the future. Here, listen to the cry of youth. That is The Chariot. You know, we're not always going to get to where we want to be in life. But I fully believe that if you live a life with morals, with integrity, and believe in yourself, that you will reach a life that you need to be. We all want millions of things. I would like $1 million, but do I need it? With The Chariot, you have the invitation to use your willpower, your determination, and push forward, push past the obstacles in your way. Like Freddie said, I want it all. You have the chance to get it all with The Chariot. Bear down, work hard, do not stray from the plan, and you'll get where you need to be. If you like this lesson in rock and roll and tarot, please subscribe to my Rock and Soul YouTube channel where I do this type of thing, a little more. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Please subscribe and share and let anybody know that's into music and into tarot that it's here. And I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.